Okay, how do you go from amateur inventor to a professional inventor? Watch this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. Okay, most people think that in order for you to become a professional inventor, is that you have to license all these ideas to companies, but that's not really how it works. In fact, I interviewed 30 different companies in 17 different industries, and they told me something completely different. It has nothing to do with your experience. It has nothing to do with how many ideas you've licensed. It comes down to one thing. The one thing that's so important is building relationships. All right, so how do you build these relationships with these companies? Well, I can tell you, one of the most important things you need to do is have that willingness to learn from them. That's right. You need to look at their website, look at their product line. You need to start this conversation off. You need to listen more than talk. You have to realize it's all about them and not about you. So you have to open your mind and have that wonderful enthusiasm and listen to what they're trying to tell you. Get that feedback when you submit an idea to those guys. You have to be open to their criticism and learn from them. Okay, number two, to learn how to build a relationship with these companies is be part of their team. Now, how do you do that? Well, you submit one idea to them and you're gonna get rejected, I can almost guarantee it, but keep submitting ideas to these companies. You have to invest in them before they will invest in you. What that really means is that you're becoming part of their team so they can talk to you, they can give you input. So it's very important. That's number two, be part of their team. All right, the third thing you need to do is really understand their product line. That's right, do a lot of homework, look at their product line, read their blog, really understand their customer. See, sometimes the thing that we're doing is that we're throwing them ideas, we're submitting ideas that just don't fit and they know it. If you do your homework and you know their customers and you really know their product line, you know what type of products they're selling, you know what their mission statement is, you know what type of material they're using, understand their product line. The last thing they want you to do is show them an idea that just doesn't fit and it's an idea that their customers aren't interested in. Okay, number four, make sure you're going to follow up appropriately. What does that mean? Ask them about their process. Ask them, when should you follow up? Ask them, how do they review product submissions? Make sure you understand the process so you can appropriately follow up in the right manner so you don't drive them out of their minds. Okay, number five, this is something I think we all make a mistake. Understand the best time to submit your ideas to these companies. What is their invention submission timing process? Right, if you're too early or you're too late, they might say, hey, look, we like it, but it's just not the right time. So understand the timing when to submit your product to them. Okay, we're down to number six. You want to be reasonable. That's right. When you finally get that licensing agreement and you're excited, they're excited, and you want to work together, you've got this great relationship that you've been building, be reasonable. That's right. Understand from their perspective what's important to them and what's important to you. So you want to be flexible, you want to have the great attitude, but be reasonable, because if you're not, this relationship is not going to work. All right, number seven, be consistent. That's right, keep on submitting ideas to them. Don't just throw one idea against the wall, keep submitting ideas. And even though you're getting rejected, keep on coming back with another idea. Understand their product line and show them that you're going to invest some time with them so they'll begin to start to work with you, give you feedback, because they know it's time to invest in you because you've been investing in them. Okay, number eight, be respectful of their time. What does that mean? That means you've done their homework. You know their product line. You've come up with an idea that's new and novel. You've looked on the internet. You've made sure you have a point of difference they have not seen before. So don't waste their time with an idea that's not new. Okay, in conclusion, it's really simple. You have to build relationships with these companies. It has nothing to do with your success rate. It has to do with you knowing who they are, being respectful of who they are, listening a little bit, of course, understanding their product line, submitting good ideas, doing your homework, but actually being an asset. It's all about relationships. That's the number one thing you need to do to go from amateur to pro. Thank you.